And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. You're listening live to Nooners, and we were meant to have Christina Sheldon today. I'm Allison. We were meant to have Christina Sheldon today, but unfortunately she got sick. So instead we have Jasper, who is our music department coordinator and can sing amazing. So here we go.
Okay, thanks, Allison. Hi. Hi, everybody out there on the radio. My name's Jasper, and I work here. And here's some songs I like. This first one's by Amy Mann.
You look perfect fit for a girl in need of a tourniquet. But can you save me? Come on in, save me. If you could save me from the ranks of the freaks who suspect they can never love anyone. Cause I can tell, you know what it's like. The long farewell of the hunger strike. But can you save me? Come on and save me. If you could save me from the ranks of the freaks who suspect they can never love anyone. And you struck me then like radio, like Peter Pan. Superman, you come and save me. Come on and save me. If you could save me from the ranks of the freaks who suspect they can never love anyone.
An accordion solo. It goes like this. Oh, thank you so much, everybody. Hey, this week is Degree Navigator, where everyone at CITR is opening their doors to help you navigate your degree. And it doesn't have to be just at UBC, it could be we can help you navigate your life if you want to come and get involved at CITR, which is a fun place to be, so don't be shy. All week, we're giving tours every day. And speaking of navigating one's life, here's a song by Nico. It's an old one. It's called These Days. It's very much about feeling old and looking back. It's kind of nostalgic. Oh, thank you. Thanks so much, Dora. For everybody listening at home, it's Clubs Week here at the AMS. And there's a million clubs tabling out front of CITR this week. Probably makes for an interesting mix in the audio.
And I read the pages about me in her autobiography, and they were brief and to the point. Drive my car across
Hey, thanks everybody. If you're just joining us on the radio, how you doing? My name is Jasper. I'm filling in for Christina Sheldon today for our week of special programming, which is called Degree Navigator. I hope if you listen to this channel a lot that you've heard Dora's excellent PSA for Degree Navigator. A beautiful piece of sound art, in my humble opinion. I'm gonna keep the hits coming. This is a Wilco song, probably one of my favorite songs of all time. This one's called Jesus, Etc. Thank you very much. This next song is a Dirty Projector song. It's one of the most cryptic songs I've ever heard. I have no idea what it's about. It's called Swing Low Magellan.
attention, screamed and whispered in the sunset. With a map and a compass, when a man reached up and said something there against the sky, a point of light. Too invisible to give yourself to the naked eye. On the shore, people yelling, in their eyes, great reflection of the grid away their position, unconcerned with intuition. There can never be no sympathy from the wilderness, so let it be a rest there. Swing low, a Magellan, 9x6, a rainbow 7, push a sentinel at the border of what you attend to, what you ignore. I saw my friend in a pool of light, drown in that shame, but I knew that I had lost my sight.
Right on. Well, I think I'll play one more song. And then DP and Allison and I are going to hang out together in Studio A. And we're going to have a fun conversation about something. I don't know what. For everyone listening at home, my name's Jasper. I'm filling in for Christina Sheldon here at CITR 101.9 FM for Degree Navigator. And I'm going to throw this song out to all my pals here at CITR. I sang it at karaoke when we were in Toronto together. And I have to keep my CanCon levels up for this set. So this is a Canadian classic by Neil Young.
Come a little bit closer and hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. There's a full moon rising, let's go out and feel the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna to see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon, cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon, I'm still in love with you. I want to see you dance again. Yeah, I'm still in love with you. On this harvest moon.
All right, thanks a lot, everybody.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Sakhuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.
Excuse me, hi, I was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word, yeah, you can do that at CITR and Discorder.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively, maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow, that sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, mateys! Feeling lost at sea? Well, don't fret! From September the 16th to the 20th, CITR is running Degree Navigator to get you acquainted with some great local bands. Get your timbers shivered at the station every day at 12 p.m. with Vancouver's most trusty stars. On Monday is Nice Apple, Tuesday, Christina Sheldon, Wednesday, Parlor Panther, Thursday, Harley Small, and Friday, Psy. Come by to get your sea legs in the vast ocean of local music. the booty will be bountiful if you consider new knowledge about what's happening off campus booty.
And we're live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, on the unceded ancestral territories of the Hukuminam speaking Musqueam people. I'm Allison.
And I'm Dee Dee. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
And we're here with Jasper. Hello, Jasper.
Hi, Dee Dee. Hi, Allison.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you two?
I'm doing pretty good. So far, the rain has stopped, so that's nice.
Yeah, I can see some faint rays of sunlight coming through the big window.
Yeah, so hopefully it's nice out.
It looks nice. I'm kind of into the rain these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like the rain. It's very aligned with my general mood. I'm kind of a rainy person.
Oh, really?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's unusual, but that's awesome. So thanks so much for your awesome, amazing performance. And besides being a musician, who exactly is Jasper?
Oh, that's a great question, DP. Who am I? Well, I'm a pretty normal person. The music stuff is a big part of who I am, but I love to cook. I spend lots of time with, friends. I have like a small ceramics collection. I'm really into like scuba diving, which is a recent thing. I read a lot. I'm just a pretty normal person by most people's standards, I think.
Wow, that's awesome. So who inspired you to become a musician?
Well, growing up, I was very interested in music from a young age. I listened to, the radio, and I watched Much Music a lot when I was a kid.
Who didn't,
right? And those were the ways you got music back then. So I actually met some kids at summer camp.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was like an adolescent, I think I was like 12 or 13, and they all played in a band at the summer camp, because we used to sing songs together and stuff, and they would all play instruments in this band, and it never occurred to me that like I could be in a band or play music. So after that experience, I came home and I bought myself an electric bass, and then I just started playing bass in my bedroom, and I would learn like Green Day songs and and do that whole thing. And then from there, it just progressed into this thing where I was writing songs, and eventually I was recording songs and then performing. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's been about 10 years since I started performing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So CITR listeners got a glimpse of the type of music you play, but how would you describe your music?
Well, the music that I play these days, I usually play with a band. Mm-hmm. And we're a 7-piece band. We're quite large, and we play. Wow. Yeah, it's like we're like a rock and roll quartet, and then we also have a string trio. So these days I call it chamber pop. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of lyric focused, but also very sonically dynamic, melodic, very orchestral, very lush, and lots of wet sort of reverb kind of stuff going on. We're kind of like if Jeff Tweedy from Wilco was like playing in a band with Sufjan Stevens, that we're sort of at the crossroads of those two acts.
And do you have a Wilco t-shirt on today?
I do. I'm wearing my Wilco shirt today, which was just a coincidence. But they're one of my favorite bands. Jeff Tweedy definitely is one of the people who inspired me to start making music.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So do you remember the first time you wrote a song? If so, what was that like?
The first time I wrote a song, I remember the first few songs I wrote, and it's a pretty amazing feeling to write a song. At any stage in someone's career, I think it's a wonderful feeling to write a song, but especially in those days, it's a very powerful feeling to be like, oh, I just wrote a song that didn't exist, an hour ago.
Right.
pretty great feeling, and it's the kind of feeling that one gets hooked on pretty quickly, the feeling of creating things. So, yeah, you kind of chase that always as someone who creates stuff.
And so when you write songs, do you have a special place that you want to, you know, take a moment or take yourself out and then just start writing songs? Or is it like, is there a special technique that you do to write songs?
I hear about a lot of people, a lot of writers who have that kind of space, mm-hmm. who spend a lot of time cultivating the skill of getting into that kind of flow state where you're writing. I think that's a very common thing for a lot of people who create. I struggle with like getting myself into that place. I don't know, ideas just kind of come to me when they do, out of nowhere, and I'm always kind of blindsided by them. It's usually just like a flash. It's just a moment, and then I generally try to rebuild it. Mm-hmm. That's how it works for me. And it's kind of a frustrating way to work because it's very unpredictable. Like, I'm often, usually when it happens to me, it's when I'm like with other people or like on a bus or at work or something, and it's not like I don't have the space or the time to like chase it.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's just like a flash of an idea, but mm-hmm. I'm like having dinner with friends and then it pulls me. It always pulls me out of whatever I'm doing and then distracts me. And then I have to try to remember what I just heard.
Yeah.
It's a bit unfortunate, actually.
And so what about performing for the first time? Do you remember where your first show was and how did it go?
Yeah, the first time I performed a song that I had written in public was in grade 10. It was a final project for school. I was in this outdoor education program called Trek. And did you do Trek, Allison?
I did not do Trek, but you and I met at Arts Umbrella.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So after grade 10, I think you were probably grade 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think around that time I was taking some like acting classes or something, which I did briefly. But, you know, the first song I performed was, I was 16 or so, and it was in my class. And I still remember the melody, and I vaguely remember some of the lyrics. It was a song about like a journey that one had taken. It wasn't a good song. It was a bad song, but it went over well, and it was a pretty thrilling experience.
So why do you like to perform on stage or events like today?
Why do I like to perform? Well, sometimes performing is wonderful, and sometimes it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It used to make me very anxious to perform, and it would always like it would consume my whole all of my consciousness. Like in the time leading up to it, I would be anxious about it. These days, I don't really get nervous about performing because I've been doing it for a long time. But
so you get used to it.
You get used to it, but it takes a lot of getting used to,
mm-hmm.
and. But when it goes well, like when you're having this really great exchange with a group of people, there's nothing really like it. Like being on stage and sort of guiding an experience that people are really responsive to is a very powerful and seductive feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that like it's hard to achieve that sometimes, and performing is so inconsistent. You know, you always have to adapt yourself and adapt your sound to whatever room you're playing in. And, you know, when you're, say you're going on tour and you're playing a different room every night for a month, that it can get quite exhausting. But, you know, in a similar way to writing a song, having a good show is one of the best feelings in the world that I've ever experienced.
It's kind of like having a disability.
How so?
Because, like, you're going, sometimes, like, for me, I'm forgetful.
Sure.
And it's like going into something new every time. And
yes.
Yet, when I accomplish something, it's like, wow, I've accomplished it.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, like, just getting around.
Going with the flow.
Going with the flow, yeah.
Yeah.
Can be challenging because you don't know if the flow is going to accommodate you.
Exactly.
Right.
But then once it's accommodating or you achieve like higher education or anything, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't think of that, but yeah, good one.
I try. So how did you like get started with CITR and with like, you talked a lot about your music, and how did you get started with CITR?
Well, unfortunately, when I was a student here at UBC, I wasn't involved in CITR. And I never finished my schooling here. And I feel like if I had gotten involved with CITR, it might have saved my academic career, for better or for worse. But I got involved in CITR earlier this year when I was hired as the music director here. So I've been here every day for the last 6 months. Just working, trying to make great radio and make the music department function as efficiently as possible.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I love it here. It's definitely one of the best experiences of my life has been working here.
Yeah, wow, that's so nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's such a wonderful, but what a fun thing to do to make radio.
Yeah. Well, I'm not being biased, but yeah, it is fun, right, Allison?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's been a little under a year for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get? Was the Accessibility Collective like your first entry point into CITR?
No, it was the music department.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I had done it for 2 years.
Yeah, sure.
And then DP one day said, "Do you want to join?" And I went, "Okay."
Yeah. So. Yeah.
How about you, DB? When did you join?
I started 7.5 years. So.
Oh, wow.
So that was like at the old stub, and we didn't have any accessibility committees or collectives. I just came in not knowing anything about radio, and I was just put in with someone who knew how the radio world worked. So I did individual projects until I was comfortable being on air, and yeah, the accessibility committee was my first experience live doing Active Day.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then from there, the collectives came. So 5 years later, I'm still part of the collective and the committee. So
that's great. Yeah. And you won some awards this year,
DP. I
remember. Yeah. That was so exciting.
Yeah, our accessibility collective. Allison, you're in it. We won for the Breaking Barriers Award.
That's great.
Yeah, so All Access Pass is coming back, so stay tuned for the updates on that.
Right on.
But yeah, that's that. So yeah, back to our, you want to start asking?
So I know you talked about it earlier, like you and me personally.
Okay.
About like different identities coming through and us having different identities. How has your different identities influenced your music?
That's an interesting question. How have the intersection of all of my identities influenced my music? So, you know, I don't think they have in a very conscious way. Thinking about my various identities is something that has arrived to me sort of late in life. Mm-hmm. I think growing up and in my early music career, I never thought about myself in those terms. I've thought about myself a lot, and I actually my records are very much, they're very self-involved. Like I write about myself a lot, but I wouldn't say that I was writing about myself in terms of my various identities, at least not in a conscious way.
Can you talk about your various identities?
I suppose so, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I think of myself as, I mean, I identify as a man and as a person of color, a racialized person, I suppose. But beyond that, I identify as an artist. Right. Those are probably the three main identities that I explicitly think about. But like I said before, I'm not sure how much they interact with my writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the hardest part of making music? And have you gotten any negative feedback?
Sure. Yeah. The hardest part of making music is just making it. I think making music that is worth making. I think we live in a time where there's just such a glut of information, let's say, whether it's information or whether it's art. There's so much music to consume, so many movies to watch, and one ends up hearing a lot of music that sounds the same, more so than ever before. And so I think about this a lot when I write songs. I like, okay, why does this song actually need to exist? You know, like I will often write songs that I've heard before, and then I think like, well, I don't know if this song is worth pursuing and actually like and leaving in the permanent record. And like, I don't think it's worth injecting into the conversation, which is already way too crowded. So I think finding things to say that are worth saying is really the biggest challenge of making music, because, you know, I think people who use their musical muscles a lot hear music all the time, and it's not necessarily difficult to write a song, let's say, but it is difficult to write a song that expresses something that needs to be expressed. So that's the biggest thing for me is just the why question. In terms of negative feedback, I've had like bad reviews. Like the first review I ever read about myself, mm-hmm, was in 2013. It was in Exclaim. It was like it was published, you know, it was like a monthly. It was in the monthly, and it was just a very, like, not negative, but like extremely lukewarm review of my first album, and it was pretty hard to take because it was the first like criticism I'd ever received. But that's just something that one gets used to when you make music or when you do anything publicly. Is you have to be able to absorb a certain amount of criticism. And since then, I've had really good reviews and worse reviews and medium reviews of performances and published music. So I don't know. You just get used to it and you stop caring about stuff because you get every response that is out there when you contribute to the conversation.
Yeah. So, like, people with disabilities having barriers, you probably have barriers as well for being a racialized person. Do you have any advice for people who are interested in getting into the music scene?
I do. The biggest piece of advice that I can give to people who are interested in pursuing music is to just write from the get-go, not have expectations that are unreasonable, and just make music for the joy of making music, and make music that you want to make. Don't waste your time trying to satisfy the culture the prevalent culture in your music community or in the music industry, because I feel like a lot of people waste a lot of time trying to sound like what's popular, or trying to do something that will engage the commercial side of the music industry. Whereas I think people have the most success, and by success I mean commercial success, but also artistic and emotional success, when they just do something for the joy of doing it and make something special and pour their heart into it without thinking about whether or not it's going to satisfy the music industry or the critics or whatever. That's the only advice I would give someone making music, and then just have at it.
Yeah. What are your dreams for the future?
Just generally speaking, dreams for the future?
Yeah.
Well, from 10 years from now.
Yeah.
10 years from now?
Yeah.
Well, my wife and I would like to start a family. And definitely within the next 10 years, maybe sooner. Well, probably sooner. That would be nice. Beyond that's really the big one for me is like I want to start a family and sort of find a place in life where we can do that without too much. We just want to position ourselves in a place where we can do that without too much stress. Economically, that's kind of the big thing for me is family.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And I want to make like a couple more. Like I like making a record every like 3 or 4 years. That's kind of perfect for me. So I want to just make another in the next 10 years, maybe 2 more records, and then start a family. That'd be great.
That's a really nice dream.
Yeah, it's not unreasonable. I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking about family, it's my grandpa's birthday today.
Oh,
today. What's his name?
Gordon.
Happy birthday, Gordon.
Happy birthday, Allison's grandpa.
Happy birthday, Grandpa.
How old is he?
85.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, wow.
Good for him. Yeah.
He lives in Thunder Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thunder Bay.
He likes to listen to you on the radio, so hello.
Do you think he's listening right now?
Yeah.
On the stream? Well, that's great. Happy birthday, Gordon.
Happy birthday.
So, and I'm like, and I emailed my mom. And my mom emailed me saying, you should phone your grandpa. I'm like, I'll one-up it.
You'll speak to him through the terrestrial waves.
Yeah.
That is CITR.
Is there anything else you would like to say to CITR listeners?
I would say come check CITR out because it's an awesome place and there's tons of opportunities for anyone who wants to get involved in any kind of media production. Speaking specifically about the music department, it's awesome. And if you want to come help make playlists with me or learn how to do live sound or like learn how to interview bands or start a radio show, we're the people to talk to. And this week we have open houses every hour on the hour from noon to four. So plenty of chances to come say hey. So that's what I wanted to say to everybody at home.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for filling in for Christina.
Thank you. No, it was my pleasure. And then Christina, if you're listening, I hope you're feeling good.
Feeling better.
Speedy recovery. Hopefully, you know, she can
hopefully we can have you
perform for us next time.
Yeah.
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 Well, thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you, Jasper. Yeah, have a good day, everyone.
And hopefully we'll hear something next.
Yeah.